we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Patrick Henningsen here visiting with us. Congressman Walter Jones is coming up. We talked to him today, and in the retransmission that streams out to everybody, and some stations carry the fourth hour that's a rebroadcast of the first. We've got Congressman Walter Jones on impeachment of Obama. That's big news. Patrick Henningsen, investigative journalist, joins us. You've got the floor in the last few minutes we've got here to break down your investigation of this huge AFRICOM invasion.
I wrote an article April 13th, 2011, okay, for 21st Century Wire, and it was called The New Cold War in Libya, and it was about the Chinese investments in Libya and how Chinese took a major hit with the no-fly zone and the bombing of Libya. Okay, China's everywhere in Africa. They're in Angola, they're in Zambia, they're in Sudan, they're in Tanzania, they're in Mozambique. They're big in South Africa. They have been for the last 20 years. Okay, China's got a major foothold all over Africa. Okay, AFRICOM has in its documents, and I linked to this on previous articles, it says specifically, AFRICOM is a bit of a trick as well, Alex. They say that the People's Republic Army of China might be deployed to deal with things in Africa, and that's why they set up AFRICOM so the Chinese wouldn't put troops in the African countries. Now, I would wager to bet that China has no interest in military putting boots on the ground in Africa. China doesn't do their business like that. Look at China's record in Africa. They're into building, investing, creating economies of scale. They put a port in Angola. That country's been raped and pillaged by De Beers and all these corporations for over 100 years. They have now a state-of-the-art modern seaport in Angola.
But again, what's the schizophrenia here? Because the Chinese leadership is really wicked and works with the globalists, even reducing their own population. They do. It's like a weird double game. Because, I mean, you know, the West is saying get ready for war with China. But then on the other side of that, they're investing with the Chinese. It's really weird.
China's just securing its own. Look at China as a corporation, the People's Republic Incorporated. Okay, they're securing their raw materials interests, their rare earth interests, and others.
The Chinese know good things take a long time to grow.
Yeah,
it's more of a long term view.
Yeah, you know, if you read the I Ching, which every Chinese emperor had to have next to him since the Wei, King Wei dynasty 5,000 years ago, okay? It's all about long-term plans. It's about thinking ahead. It's about the actions that you do today. What sort of plants will they reap? What flowers will they sow in the future? That's Chinese philosophy, okay? Japanese is very similar. They do everything in 5- and 10-year blocks. We do everything on quarterly reports, which is 3 months, you know, 6 months, 12 months. That's how our corporate culture has become that sort of habit. But the thing that really kills me about Kony 2012, Alex, okay, they put a December deadline in it. And notice the word 2012, okay? This is very significant because what they've done is the end of the Mayan calendar, and this might sound to some people like a load of bull, but let me tell you, liberals and hippies and people who are into New Age religions are really into this end of the Mayan calendar thing. And the deadline for the Kony result that they want to see happen in Uganda is about the same time as the Mayan calendar says that time and everything will end on Earth, okay? So it's
tied to Obama. It's like a campaign slogan.
So a liberal hippie loving for military intervention in Uganda. Okay, so now they've completely lost the plot, okay? This is beyond crystals and tarot cards and seances and Ouija boards, okay? This is really getting into the heart. This is where New Age culture is really invading into our lives, okay? Our political realities, our social realities, using Facebook and Twitter to share. Let's everybody share. Click, click, share, click, click. This is our.
And they're like, come on, pass it on, get behind it, help! NORTHCOM wants to love us!
Facebook and Twitter has been used in the Arab Spring to create more of a significance than was actually there. And in Russia, they tried the same thing with the last presidential election 2 weeks ago. They tried to make a big social network sort of presence there. You know what? It's a virtual presence. It's not real. The exit polls for Putin were around the same as the votes that were tallied for him. So that means that there was hardly any
alarm. All right, Patrick, great job. We'll cover it more on the nightly news. Thank you so much. Amazing.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got a power-packed transmission lined up for you today. We have a congressperson joining us. I'm just going to leave that as a surprise. And it deals with an issue that has been on our radar screen in a big way. I'll just leave it at that. But we're going to surprise you with that congressional visit to the show. And that is locked down, correct, Chris? 100% that's locked down that congressman's on? Okay, good. Okay, fantastic. That's good. I just want to leave it as a surprise because, well, I have my reasons. That's coming up later in the broadcast in the second hour. Sunya, a young lady from Uganda, who has both her parents are from Uganda. She has put out a very eloquent video, and I've done the research. It's very accurate. It's been seen more than 3 million times, countering the Kony 2012 State Department, Bill and Melinda Gates, George Soros invasion propaganda, and she's going to be popping in with us, as is our writer, Patrick Henningsen, who is visiting the United States. He is a U.S. citizen, but he works in England. And he's going to be joining us in studio to talk about Kony 2012 and these new proxy wars being launched around the world. It doesn't mean that Kony's a good guy. It just means this war is about resource grabbing. That's why we're against it. We're not saying that Gaddafi is a good guy. The point is he was working with the West, building up his country. Now it is in a bombed out shambles, exactly what the globalists wanted. They were not trying to bring freedom. Gaddafi was not attacking protesters. In fact, they were Al-Qaeda forces armed by the West. And that's now admitted, even in the LA Times. And they're lining the blacks up and killing them. That's why we were against that war. We're not saying that the quasi-dictator Assad, who, by the way, has been reforming, that's why he's being rewarded with this, he did take the iron fist off, and that let the West bring in its CIA, Mossad, MI6 agitators. So all of that is going on, and that's why we've been against all these humanitarian wars. Now, I'm going to get into all the other world news and open the phones up here because we're going to be covering this in the third hour. I just wanted to point out to everybody that you know when they're about to launch new wars because you see the propaganda provocations. And when you see Kony 12 come out last week, now about 10 days ago, you see all the mainstream corporate media praising it. You see the colleges flooded with the propaganda. They're here at South by Southwest in Austin. Posters, trucks, huge money behind it. It's not about helping Africans. When all this globalist money, George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates, all of them get behind something, it's being done to launch a new war. And we've now confirmed doing the research, and we've written articles about it. I've done a video titled Secrets, Kony 2012 is Desperate to Hide. It's up at Infowars.com. That breaks down every facet of this. And we prove that, well, quite frankly, it was worse than I even thought a week ago, that it's purely Samantha Powers at the White House, purely the big tax-free foundations, and there's all these white papers where they say we're going to rebrand war as peace, we're going to call it humanitarian, we're going to fund proxy groups to attack governments we want to get rid of. Then we're going to say that they're peaceful protesters as they use the machine guns we gave them and rocket launchers to blow stuff up. Then we're going to come in with special forces and aircraft behind them and overthrow the governments. Or if we're for a government, like the Ugandan genocidal government of 26 years, but that government's having trouble with our weapons, killing all the villagers and running all the people off their land, where people actually have the deed and title of their land, when these tribes give us trouble, we'll just say, hey, we'll pick somebody like Kony, hadn't been seen in almost 6 years, and we'll just hype up, hey, there's a bad man, 5 minutes of hate directly out of 1984, and attack the country. And so that's what's going on. That's what's happening. That's what's developing right now, and we're going to be breaking it down. We're going to be covering it. Now, right on clockwork, exactly as we predicted, you got Kony 2012 come out. You've got the ICC announcing a conviction of an African warlord for using child soldiers, which I'm not saying is good, but they all do it. And that's better than the UN just lining you up and blowing your head off or funding a group to do it. But again, that's trendy and liberal when you do that. You know, when you shoot people up with HIV or shoot them up with sterilants, that's nice. When you shoot them up with live polio and they die, you know, that's nice. When you cut off their resources and fund a country to attack its neighbor, that's nice. Because, you know, it's all right because for every, you know, group of people you slaughter, you have a bunch of the starving kids that you've actually cut the food off to. Then you pull up with a truck, set up a tent, and have Angelina Jolie or George Clooney get out there and drop some rice in their hands as the little skeletal people dying, you know, beg for food. And people say, look at those Africans. They don't even know how to feed themselves. You know, why don't they go where there's food? Well, they can't go where there's food because they're under attack. Then the UN will use the last mass murder that they've organized, just as Memorandum 200 out of the State Department stated, use war, use famine, use proxy armies, use neighbors attacking neighbors to reduce population. They then point at the carnage and say, oh, my gosh, raise money for us to protect everyone. Raise money for us to go in and help people. And they for every group of people that they engage in carnage against versus who they actually help, there are some people that the UN and these orphanages and people actually help. But that's always done just for appearances. and just enough to get the trendies in Hollywood and in the clothing lines and in the cosmetic industries. I mean, it is the big cause celeb. It's a giant industry that all these big celebs, many of them have these large tax-free foundations where they actually, their helicopters, their homes, their businesses are all tax-free. And they'll be like Bono, who gives less than 1.5% of the profits, which are tax-free, to the Africans. And then when that's done, it's only for PR purposes. And Bill and Melinda Gates do the same thing. It is totally cold-blooded. Instead of paying taxes, Bill and Melinda Gates put $80 billion in a tax-free foundation. And then now their businesses operate and make profits, and then only part of the profit actually goes to help the Africans. So I'm spending a lot of time on this because the big rollout has happened now. You know, in the Obama deception, 3.5 years ago, we laid out how, under the name of humanitarian intervention and going after strong men, that they would invade. And we list Uganda, we list Sudan, we list Libya, we list Egypt. We show and list who they're going to invade and how they're going to do it. And you know how we did that? The very State Department that was in charge then, even though Bush had just left office, we were making the film when he was still president and Obama was president-elect. We knew the policy. We knew the next phase, they were going to switch from overt, we've got to attack all these countries because WMDs and Al-Qaeda, to, oh, Al-Qaeda's now good, and we're going to use Al-Qaeda in all these countries. Sometimes they use Al-Qaeda to attack the government. Other times they say we're going to invade because of Al-Qaeda, when Al-Qaeda publicly works for them. Or they say we've got to get this Christian warlord, the Lord's Resistance Army, Joseph Kony. So it doesn't matter because the public's not really paying attention. It's just, hey, here's a new guy. He's worse than Hitler. We're going to invade. And you can always tell it's telltale because they love a boogeyman nobody's seen for years. That's a big telltale. Because somebody who isn't really dead or isn't in some secret prison, they're going to speak out. They're not going to play along. So the telltale sign of a Bin Laden or a Kony is they're already dead. And so but you use a boogeyman who's dead because then they can't argue. And that's why Ugandans all over the country, I mean, it's all over the news, are going, well, none of this is even true. Nobody's seen this guy in almost 6 years, and he was a very small force at the time. And whatever's left of his group is on a couple hundred square miles in the north and isn't even a factor. Well, what is this? Our problem is the government's taken our property, but that's the cover. Why are U.S. troops going to be there? Why is increased funding going to take place? Because they're going to move people off their land at gunpoint, and that's admitted. And that's why I get angry at Angelina Jolie and George Clooney. Now, you've seen all this rollout, all this PR. What's the government going to do, making it look like it's the people? And I'm not saying what's happening in Sudan is good. You've got the Muslims killing Christians for a very, very long time. You've got the West quietly involved financing both sides. I don't like what the Muslim groups are doing there to Christians. This isn't even for me a Muslim-Christian issue. It's just that that's the, just like they use Muslims as the pretext to go after the Serbs. Not saying the Serbs were blameless or guiltless. The point is that if you look at the numbers, the Croats and the Muslims roughly, and the UN admits this, killed double what the Serbs did in all those conflicts in the Balkans. So why did the UN side with the Muslims in that case? Because they were going after the most powerful group in the area, the Serbs, to break them up and weaken them. The globalists admit their strategy is microstates. The globalists admit that it's a strategy of tension and of intersectarian fighting. And so now you see George Clooney, he goes to the White House. He says, I think Obama's going to do something about Sudan right as all this is being launched, right as we're hearing, oh, AFRICOM's going in after the bases are built and set up. This is the new beachhead, going into Uganda, going into Sudan, going in to Tanzania, going into Kenya, they're talking about. Kenya. And again, the West will destabilize it through proxies and then come in. Now he's been arrested at the Sudanese embassy, storming the embassy. He tried to walk in and talk to him. Notice they arrested him because they wanted publicity. They didn't arrest me twice when I stormed the Texas Capitol over the TSA because they knew it was a unifying issue that everybody's angry about. And the police were told to just stand down as I marched there with hundreds of people screaming at them. screaming at the politicians. I went in the governor's office and screamed at them. But they'd all been told to stand down. Don't give Jones attention on a real issue. But on the Clooney thing, oh my gosh, poor guy got arrested. He's this hero. Clooney is smart. He knows full well he's a globalist operative. He's about as liberal as Richard Nixon. I mean, it's just a total...
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Ira hates, Ira hates. Call him drunken Ira hates. He will answer anymore.
All right, I'm going to come back in the next segment and get some other important news, and then we'll go to your phone calls on any subject you'd like to raise here today. I would love to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us on this Friday edition is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And coming up, Greece on the breadline. HIV and malaria make a comeback. Malaria in the Mediterranean. People are starving to death. People are dumping their kids out on the street. Austerity is meant to shut down your economy. Most of the debt was not their debt. It was the debt of the big mega banks that took control of their country. And you want to see our future? It's Greece. The national parks going to private bankers. Not even to Goldman Sachs. This is the future. I'm going to be breaking that down. This is what they want to do here, and this is what they'll get away with if we let them. Now, just briefly finishing up with this whole new PR rollout. You've heard of WMDs in Iraq. You've heard of babies thrown out of incubators. You've heard of Gaddafi rape gangs and people fueled by Viagra. All lies. But you find out it's a lie after the war is launched. That's why when you're talking to known liars, you're an idiot. If after someone's lied to you hundreds of times and been caught, then you still trust them. I think people just feel powerless, so they just decide to be comfortable with the fact that you're being lied to. But George Clooney arrested at Sudanese embassy. So he goes over to Obama's White House office and says, I want you to do something about the problems in Sudan. And the answer is, well, we'll just send in the United Nations to arrest the leader there. And what does Coney say? Coney says the same thing. They say, look, this is about awareness of all of Africa. We want to help people everywhere. And there's Clooney with the Coney, the Clooney-Coney connection. He's the good humanitarian. He's the good actor. He's the one that cares about you. He supports taking your guns. He supports taking your property, Agenda 21. He supports open borders. He supports globalism. He's a good guy. The corporate whore media told you so. And he's nothing but a manufactured globalist. He's nothing but an empty suit who thinks you're all a big joke. And let me tell you, somebody like Clooney, who is smart, he knows full well the stunts he's pulling. He knows full well what he's doing. And it's sick. They get off on this idea of being these selfless, caring, good people. And Angelina Jolie. Now, I'm not calling for George Clooney's arrest because he's not officially an envoy of the UN. He doesn't officially go stand at the dock when they're, you know, convicting somebody in a kangaroo court, calling them the bad man. But the UN doing, you know, 100-to-1 murder is the good guy. She's an actual agent of this, going to Tunisia for months, agitating for war with Libya and destroying their infrastructure. She goes and agitates for an invasion of Syria. She goes and agitates for a war against Iran. She goes and agitates for an invasion of Uganda to back up the government, sweeping the people. She is an agent of this. Clooney's got his free speech. And, oh, let's, you know, let a humanitarian mission come into Sudan. You saw the humanitarian mission of Libya, right? They said, well, bombing is kinetic action. It's not war. And, yeah, we're bombing apartment buildings and all of this. But you know what? Gaddafi might have roughed up some protesters. You mean protesters with bazookas and rocket launchers, RPGs, and aircraft and tanks? You mean those guys that were lining people up on the highway if they weren't part of the Al-Qaeda Wahhabi groups and shooting them and on video hacking families up with machetes? You mean those guys? This was already going on in the east of Libya while Jolie was running around praising these people, saying it was wonderful. Again, the West goes in, funds a uprising, calls it peaceful, and then bombs the country. Now, I've got to say, humanitarian intervention in Sudan is a lot more reasonable than it would be in Libya or Uganda, where Uganda, our government in the West, is backing the dictator who's killed millions of people in 26 years, on record. There, it's purely naked aggression and excuse to grab oil and other minerals. In the case of Sudan, the Muslims are the aggressors. They are pushing the Christians back. There is genocide. But you better believe that if the U.S. goes in there, it's for the resources, and the people are going to end up even being worse off.
In fact, from what I've seen in the past, the West will go in, take over, and then put in a new Muslim leader, like Odinga in Kenya, and they'll start killing Christians at 100 times the rate. That's my point. You can't get good out of this New World Order. They've always got an excuse of why they're doing something, but it never ends up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Congressman scheduled to be popping in with us on some really important news coming up at the bottom of the next hour. We have Sonia, a girl from Uganda, who's been countering the globalist pro-invasion propaganda and reaching millions and millions of people. She's going to be popping in, and Patrick Henningsen as well in studio. Now, that said, I do want to go to your phone calls, and I'm not going to spend any more time unless you bring it up in your calls until we get into the third hour on this Kony 2012 thing. But again, that was just the cap in the back of the cartridge, igniting the powder in the cartridge, pushing the projectile, the bullet, down the barrel. And before this projectile leaves the barrel, I just want people to understand exactly what's happening. This is target Africa for globalist invasion. And so many people over the years have, on the street and in email, have commented to me, hey, Alex, you know what?
You like your standard of living? Well, then you better be for all these invasions, because that's what keeps your standard of living up. And I've made an economic study of that, and that's not really true. The United States became wealthy because of its inventiveness and because of its wealth, and had over 10% growth rates for the first 100-plus years of its expansion. And some of that was exploitive, but the Indians, the natives, were killing each other. They would come and say, help me go knock out the other tribe. Humans are humans. They were acting the exact same way. It was just that the Europeans had more advanced technologies. And you'd have the French teamed up with one tribe or tribes, and the British teamed up with another group, and the Spanish teamed up with another. It was an all-out fight, and the Indians totally got it, because they weren't all just living in peace. They were constantly fighting over who had control of what area. They just didn't put it down in deeds on paper. They would. So a lot of this has been romanticized, when in reality it was something else. My point is, we pay for the empire, and we lose a lot more supporting the empire than we actually gain from it. And that idea that we're getting ahead because of the New World Order, this entire New World Order system is going after our freedoms as well. The globalists see all humans the same, to be exploited, to be dumbed down, to be controlled, to be killed if they can get away with it, if you don't have anything that offers something up to them. It's all about raw, pure power, and the globalists see that as the greatest attribute, that they are ruthless, and they see those of us that aren't as weak. All right, so let me go through a smattering of other important news that ties into this. Look at this report. Greece on the breadline, HIV and malaria make a comeback. And this is from the London Guardian. The savage cuts to Greece's health services budget, well, once you get socialist health care, all you got's the government, have led to sharp rise in HIV, AIDS, and malaria in the beleaguered nation, said a leading aid organization yesterday. The incidence of AIDS among intravenous drug users in central Athens soared by 1,250% in the first 10 months of 2011 compared with the same period the previous year, according to the head, and it goes through the group. Also, they report that malaria is becoming epidemic in the south for the first time since the rule of the colonels, which ended in the 1970s. And it just goes on. Folks, they are being forced to dump their children on the street, and government orphanages are running out of food. There are power outages now. And you're like, wow, that's terrible. Well, the globalists want to have their society fall apart, because then confidence dries up, tourism dries up, things will completely fall apart. And in the next 5 years or so, the globalists can go in and buy up everything for pennies on the dollar. And then they'll have certain economic zones that they turn back on, but only those zones. Everything else will be in squalor, in a high security type system. And that's why you're going into the checkpoint society, because the elites want to be safe within their system. And they want to make you poor as a tool of control. But also, really corrupt elites have written about this. They enjoy, it's called feudalism. It's a system of poverty for control. Seeing you poor, that makes their caviar and mistresses and kids they rape and kill for fun, that makes it that much more enjoyable. You see, they don't like seeing people do well. You've all run into people out there that hate it when somebody's doing well, instead of like, oh, I'm glad you're doing well, or wow, you're really beautiful, I admire that, or you're really talented, I admire that. There are a lot of people out there who hate it. Well, that's the globalist. The globalists at their core hate other people's success. They hate beauty. They hate independence. They hate freedom. They want you to be so poor that you've got to grovel to them. And they write about this. Every year at Bilderberg, we get from Tucker and others who have sources inside, and I have some sources that are in the second echelon of Bilderberg. I'll just leave it at that I've developed. The first thing they say is, look at those protesters out there. We've got to shut down the economy where they don't even have money to heat their house or have a car or be here. We're hiding out in the mountains of Switzerland, and there's 800 protesters out there with members of the Swiss government demanding to be let in here.
What is the problem? I want the economy shut down, and I want it shut down now. And then they cut to debates and say, well, listen, Your Excellency, if we cut off the resources too quickly, they're going to riot against us and overthrow us. So we've got to do it slowly. And then later, I'll be told something by Tucker or my other sources. And like 2 years later, I'll see him at Davos say this thing on the stage that I was told word for word by name who said what 2 years before. So a lot of times Tucker's like, they're going to have the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1 year. They've decided with the Soviets to do it. It's to make everybody think communism's dead, but in a way it's true because they can't hold their system together. So it was both. Boom. Everybody laughed at him. Happened. He's like, they'll be firing Margaret Thatcher. It's scary when you can't do a gruff old man voice and you do it and you find out it's your own voice. But he's like, Margaret Thatcher will be out within 6 months. They're done with her. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, right. Boom, she's gone. George Bush will, within the next 2 months, endorse carbon taxes. He'd been totally against it. Boom, it happened. Yeah, I mean, just gas prices will go from $45 a barrel to about $150 in the next year. Everybody's like, that's ridiculous. Boom, happened. Then Bilderberg's now concerned. 2008, said on my show. I was up at Bilderberg covering it in Virginia. He's like, well, my source told me that they're a little worried, people on the edge of revolt, so they'll now lower it to below 60. Boom, starts. I mean, it's just like these people really are running things. That's the incredible proof of it. They're steering it to a great degree. They want global government so that they can fully control society. And if you have no privacy, you have no freedom. If they have total transparency into your life, and know what you're doing, they can predict what you're going to do next and totally control you. So government and the elites are all secret, that's the New World Order, and exempt from their own laws they pass that are unconstitutional and tyrannical. And then you live under total transparency with no privacy, and there's all these laws piled on you. That's the essence of slavery. And we're sold that it's liberty, we're sold that it's freedom, we're sold that it's this great thing, and it's not. So that's what I'm trying to get at here. And we told you austerity was coming 3.5 years ago in the Obama deception. I told you 12 years ago that they would use the derivatives as a weapon to infect all the treasuries and all the other investments. They would hold people hostage and then say, sign on to the banker's debt and make us the bosses, or we'll go into total cardiac arrest. And then instead you just go into a slow decline. A full cardiac arrest of the economy would actually cause a real change, probably. But they want to wait till they've got everything lined up before they do that. So they want to do it in steps. First it's gradual, then it's kind of steps downward, and then they do plan some plunging. But not yet. They've got to get everything in order first, because a big plunge too early would actually expose them. I mean, think about how ridiculous it is that the very 6 megabanks that have engineered the fraud and put their politicians in, then sign Greece and Ireland and Iceland and United States and Europe, Germany, France, England, on to their debt. Well, yes, 92% in Iceland and 91% in Greece and 89% in this country or that is derivatives that the country signed on to the very bankers who are now announcing themselves the bosses and putting their presidents and prime ministers in. That's not very sophisticated. That's pretty clear. It's being conquered by financial fraud. And they cut the police, they cut the fire, they cut the teachers, they cut the health care, they cut everything. And tell you, well, you deserve this because you were on welfare when they made you go under socialist health care in Greece and other places. Paul Watson's over in England. He has had a chest cold for a month. And I would call him. He'd go, no, I'm still really sick, Alex. It's terrible. And he goes, I'm still fighting to get in to see the government doctor. And I said, but I read England's got private doctors. And of course, I knew the answer. I don't know why I said that. And he goes, yes, Alex, but you've got to go to the government first. And then they've got to allow you and they refer you to a private practitioner. And he was starting to really get concerned. He was, laying out in the sun in the cold weather trying to get, vitamin A and stuff. He was taking all vitamins, minerals. all this stuff. There's been some really bad chest colds going around the world, as you know. It's all these drug-resistant bacteria and mutated viruses because of antibiotics and things. And he finally got in to see the government healthcare people. And I've watched the House of Lords debates many times. It's quite a spectacle. And I remember Tony Blair in there over and over again. They'd go, Prime Minister, is it not true that people on average are waiting 18 months for brain surgeries that are close to 100% operable? That means they can fix it. If you have the surgery within 3 months, but almost completely fatal after 1 year. And he stands up, yes, it's true, we're working on that. I mean, this is what we want here. And big bank-owned, insurance company-owned healthcare providers wrote the healthcare bill and then acted like, you know, the greedy HMOs didn't want it when they wrote it. And now they've changed their Supreme Court pleadings so that Anthony Scalia, they're saying, that's in the news today, may vote and say the government can make you buy a product. As if we need any debate about whether that's constitutional or not. It's unconstitutional. And it's part of this nanny state. Well, we make you get car insurance. You didn't used to. You used to run somebody over. You got arrested for reckless driving. Or they'd come take your house. Or they'd throw you in jail. Yeah, there it is. National Health Service. Waiting time increases. May cost lives, doctors warn. May cost lives? It's already costing lives. That, too, out of the London Guardian. That's the trap of socialist health care. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone's always been able to get health care in this country. I mean, I've had an injury before, gone to the hospital on the weekend. I've got insurance. I got money in my wallet. I got credit cards. I sat at the back of the line with a finger dangling by a piece of skin as the illegal aliens on record were just waved in. Not even a debate. They get instant coverage. I had a crew member who had a big surgery he had to have because of a pre-existing condition. He couldn't get been thrown off insurance. I said, don't worry. They're supposed to give you 30% charity care. They don't want to tell you about this. Only the illegals are taught how to access it. He went, got the whole thing paid for. Like a $40,000 surgery. He couldn't believe it. And I'm like, listen, medicine is supposed to be taking care of people. Again, but now under the healthcare rules, under Obama, they're allowing hospitals to get rid of those mandates that have always just been there as part of your Hippocratic Oath. So see, no one gets turned away from healthcare unless you're ignorant, and they don't teach American citizens how to access all of this. So now all of that's going to be gone. Look at Greece. Once they get you addicted to this, once they get you to where you don't have any other choice, they can say, yeah, you get your health care if you've had all your vaccines. Yeah, you get your health care if you take this anti-racism drug. They're not making you do that, they're saying. They're pushing people to do that. I mean, it's a total nightmare nanny state controlling every facet of your life. And they always sell their tyranny. Taking private property, taking your guns, banning sports, banning tag, banning drawing a gun in art class. In the name of keeping your body safe, invading Africa. All we got to keep somebody safe. We got to bomb Libya because we love them. They always sell it with, we come in peace, we're friends. It's total camouflage. It's a total front. George Clooney is a loving liberal who's just an idiot and means well. Total front. It's a raving, dangerous criminal. Angelina Jolie, all of them. They know exactly what they're doing. And it's time to stop being naive and realize these aren't idiots. They're in charge. They've been given power because they play ball with the New World Order. It's that simple. And so it's going to take doing real research, folks, to be informed. I mean, look at this. There's a big article saying Bernanke's been caught lying about inflation in the U.S. in Bloomberg. Well, no one buys that inflation's low. Everybody knows inflation's up. Even though they've depressed the economy, still there's inflation. An inflationary depression. That's supposed to be impossible in the economic Keynesian system, but it's not because we live in a rigged economy. It's the double super whammy. Here's another one. Obama shifts healthcare defense. Again, I mentioned that article to you, but I have another article here dealing with David Cameron. And I'm going to cover that after I get to some calls when we come back in the next segment because I want to get to your calls. Starstruck David Cameron's embarrassing fawning over Barack Obama and his beautiful words. That's a quote, Daily Mail. Here's another one. Cameron meets New York financiers, Financial Times of London. When David Cameron, the supposed conservative, came over here, he's about like a Mitt Romney, he wouldn't even meet with the Republican leadership. He wouldn't even meet with the Republican Congress. And he badmouthed them in speeches with Obama. But guess where he really spent his time while he was here? Financial Times reports. Fawning over the head of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein. Well, yeah, he came to see the big bosses. And who is Lloyd Blankfein? These are people who openly, their own executives have quit and said, sit around and call their customers scum and idiots and suckers. Because it's a culture of destruction. These are the parasites we bail out who then loan us our own money back to us. And Cameron's here fawning at their feet. We'll be back with your calls.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You know, the kind of news I want to cover is stuff like a gentleman who in the 1970s went up reportedly 30-plus miles in a balloon of some type, and they say really holds the record for skydiving. I'd like to try to get that guy on. I mean, that is really neat. That's the kind of news I'm really into. But we've got to deal with these globalists who are trying to destroy our planet. And if they're not trying, they're sure doing a good job without trying. Instead of, you know, focusing on all this negative stuff, I would rather focus on interesting things like record-seeking skydiver makes 13-mile test jump. Skydiving daredevil Felix, how do you pronounce that? Baumgartner is more than halfway towards his goal of setting a world record for the highest jump. And it says that he jumped from 71,581 feet. Looks like he's in space, but he's not. He's in a spacesuit. They're saying the record is 19.5 miles, but they're arguing that others may have actually done it from higher, just not properly documented it. Talk about adventurous. Then you got the woman who reportedly committed suicide with a chainsaw. Maybe that's like an arc inside. Maybe somebody did it and they made her leave a note before they did it. Who knows? I mean, there's just so much crazy stuff going on. Right now, let's start going to your phone calls for the next 30, 40 minutes before a congressman joins us. Brandon in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, going back to this Kony 2012 thing, I just had an idea. What if someone made a film in the same style, but like have it like Bush-Cheney 2012 or something like that?
You know, I actually thought of that. I actually thought of that, and that would really get people's attention. Bush-Cheney 2012, and then it would connect people's mind to, hey, here's the real war crimes. Here's what they did. Or Clinton 2012, because the Clintons did a bunch of mass murder in the 90s as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. And, you know, you could have like a little boy looking at pictures of Bush and Cheney and saying, this is a bad man.
Well, I've said that's what propaganda has come down to now, is just like, there's the bad man, get him. But again, I wouldn't have just focused on this charity the last week off and on. If it was just about the charity, you know, being a scam from my research and in my view. I've been focused on this because it is the opening salvo for a bunch of PR, from the UN calling for invasions humanitarily, George Clooney getting arrested, Angelina Jolie at the UN pushing for it. I mean, I told folks, watch, this is going to launch a big PR drive, and it's just begun. I mean, it's everywhere now. Send troops to Africa. We demand it.
Look, another thing, too, Alex, is I was thinking about you being the tip of the spear and your network. I mean, like, you know, guys like George Nouri, Jesse Ventura, all these guys. I mean, what if you created a forum where all you men and women got together where you couldn't be, like, not listened to, you know, undeniably a voice?
Well, you know, people like George Nouri and Jesse Ventura and Ron Paul and others, they're all real independent. And they understand that a lot of times when people just try to get organized, they have, like, a conference or something, everybody feels really important and there's resolutions passed and then people say, okay, we're going to move forward in this way and nothing really comes out of it. What's better is just for all of us to attack in different directions, but in the same directions as well against tyranny. And the general fight is happening and ongoing right now. I mean, notice how the globalists now are going out and launching PR to attack things, but making it look like it's coming from the grassroots, see? The system's already lost credibility, so they're going to now try to pose as, oh, the grassroots wants war. Oh, the peace groups want it. George Clooney wants it. Well, then, that's... But the White House documents are there with Samantha Powers and others saying 3 years ago, this would be their model to launch all the new wars. That's what they've done. Have the left called...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.